in your brain, you're in the Nerd's Domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Nerds Domain podcast. This week, I'm joined by Shirley.
Hello.
And Jesse.
Hi.
Stop waiting for Jesse to screw it up.
I thought about it. I don't want to do it this early. It'll ruin things later.
This week, we've been doing some Gen Con interviews that have gone up on the podcast feed for the last 3 weeks. This week, we're going to talk about Gen Con again, because I know you guys are still really excited about that, because we pretty much are. We're going to do a little wrap-up, talk about our thoughts, our impressions. You can read more about what we did and what we enjoyed on the website. By the time this goes up, hopefully those will be up, all of them. If not, most of them.
I totally forgot that I was supposed to do that.
I didn't know it's been 2 weeks already.
Was it on my Trello?
Yeah.
Oh. Whoops.
Anyway, if not all of them, most of them will be up by the time this episode goes up. So let's go ahead and get started. Gen Con 2015. Yay.
I felt really let down this year.
Really? Why?
Why?
Because.
That is a good solid explanation.
We're not running around with like madmen, and I feel like we didn't hit anything except for trade day. We just kind of walked around.
So are you complaining because we didn't do what we did last year that you complained about last year?
Yes.
Okay, that's not fair.
Well, I was just, you know.
But you don't feel like we did a lot of demos or anything?
No.
Okay.
And that's like we hit every booth last year, so we kind of met a lot of people. And, you know, we're able to see a lot of new games this year. We kind of meandered through the hall, so we kind of just pick and chose what we did, and it was boring.
Okay. All right. Jesse, did you get to play some demos?
Yes, I had a good time. I enjoyed this year.
Debbie Downer over here.
To be fair, he told me not to do as many interviews, and I just didn't listen to him and just did what I did last year anyway.
No, you didn't do nearly as many.
Oh, I didn't do
you,
as many.
You only did, you did like 24 instead of like 35.
And that seems like a good number.
It does. It really did.
It seemed like there was a few new vendors that we could have introduced ourselves to, but... No, that wasn't the focus.
Yeah, so. That wasn't. And I had fun. I know that Shirley didn't. I did feel they moved the freaking battle tech pods.
I never even seen them this year.
That's because they were on the second floor.
Oh, really?
What? Where?
Okay, so you know where the new exhibit hall is.
Mm-hmm.
So second floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know how there's the area down by the food court?
Yeah.
All the way down the other end.
Where all the writer stuff was, where we almost went into that area and we were like, oh no, that's a bunch of writer stuff.
I thought
stuff.
It was all writer symposium. There was nothing indicating that there was anything else down there, but it was down there.
That's sad.
Yeah, it really is.
Because that was the only thing that we were really going to do.
Yeah, that's the one thing we were looking forward to do. Jesse, did you demo much?
A few games.
Okay. Anything you want to highlight?
There was the game of the crime thing. We got a demo for it. You took it. I can't remember what it's called. It's the first game the guy ever made.
Okay.
And it was a good game.
Okay.
And it's like the first game he ever made. So he was more than willing to talk about it.
Oh,
so,
yeah. the guy that won the tabletop.
Yes.
Innies?
The Dread. No,
that does that card game. The thing.
Cards Against Humanity did a contest. We talked to them. It was the Gumshoe Kid game with the square cards.
Yeah.
You saw it.
Okay.
We walked up. Tabletop Deathmatch. There it is.
That's it. Oh, yes.
Dead something. Tabletop Deathmatch. He won Tabletop Deathmatch.
Oh,
and he deserved
cool.
it, too, because it was a good game.
Yeah, and that was actually, Geek and Sundry. That wasn't Cards Against Humanity. Geek and Sundry did that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Really?
Positive.
I thought it was, he said it was.
Maybe he did. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyway. Okay. Shirley, you got to demo Epic Resort, right?
Oh, yeah, by...
Floodgate Games.
Oh, Ben.
Ben Harkins at Floodgate Games.
I keep saying.
Who we love.
I only remember Ben.
He's our good friend.
So, Floodgate Games. And the thing is, it's the reason why I don't remember them is because they have two castle towers. Isn't it like castle towers and a bridge or something?
Yeah,
and it's supposed to be a floodgate.
Yeah.
But I only remember the castle part of it. So, I'm like, castle gate something or other.
So, anyway.
Anyway.
Epic Resort.
Epic Resort is pretty cool. It's a... resource management, but something else.
Worker placement. A little bit of Tableau building.
A little bit of Tableau, worker placement, and resource management. And you have to the basic concept of the game is to build up the largest resort that you can, and have a better resort than the other people at the table, while not getting all of your guys killed off by
rampaging monsters.
Rampaging monsters, yeah.
It's a resort game set in a fantasy realm.
Yeah.
So you, like, recruit barbarians to come stay at your resort.
Yeah, Vikings and barbarians, like, and fighters.
Like, that's good for nobody. Nobody wants a barbarian around until the dragon shows up, and then they're all like, yeah, yay, barbarian, we don't get to die. Like, and so you recruit actual people to stay at the resort.
Right.
But then you also recruit, like, heroes to defend it, and then occasionally staff. Monsters will come out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Sounds interesting.
So the worker placement part of it is staff, but then you have to recruit the heroes to come and stay at the resort.
Yeah.
And all the while building your resort at the same time. So there's like three different things going on at the same time. And you have to make sure that you don't get your people don't get eaten by the monsters.
Which is pretty important.
Yeah.
That was also the place that had was it Dragon Vault or Vault?
Yes.
Vault. Which was essentially what is the name of that? Where they go to the Storage Wars. It was essentially Storage Wars.
Oh, right.
But so set also in a fantasy realm.
Storage Wars, but yeah.
But the idea that
it was so cool.
Adventurers put their treasure away and then go off in adventures, and if they don't come back, then somebody has to open them, so you go and bid on them with your friends and
open them
and try and sell stuff. It looked cool.
Because, you know, you could get, like, the skull of a dragon or a golden chalice or...
Nothing. Yeah. What else did we do? We demoed Looking for Group, their role-playing game.
Oh, that was so much fun. I like that one. But I like the way they had it set up. It's just based on, like, little pieces. You get these little character sheets, kind of, and then, but if you want to, you can play it with miniatures if you want to add it to it. But basically, you're just playing with, what was it, dice?
And the demo we played was essentially Smash Brothers, with the Looking for Group characters.
I haven't played Smash Brothers, so.
It's a fighting beat-em-up game.
A video game.
Yes.
Mario, right? No.
Yes, as well as a lot of other
people. I'm learning. I'm getting there.
And Sonic's also in there.
Sonic is a Smash Brothers?
Yeah.
No. He's my favorite.
Is he?
Are you kidding?
No, I don't think
Jesse,
he is.
You
is
own
he?
This game.
Yeah, but I haven't unlocked it yet.
Where's your DS?
I've only played it like four times.
He was on the previous version.
Was he?
Yes.
Is he in this version?
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't unlocked him yet.
See?
Oh my gosh.
I thought he was like a Sony property. Don't they like not get along
at this table?
What?
Don't they like not get along? Like...
Sega isn't a video game company anymore. They're a video.
When they
they're not
a video.
Video
game
they're not a video
oh,
game
you're right.
console
yeah, oh,
company.
I remember now. You're
they're
right.
a game
yeah.
com- console yeah, com- or a game it. Company. Yep.
Okay, I'm back on track.
Yeah. So we got to play that, but instead of playing the actual role playing game, it's like they set up a Smash Brothers event, and I won because. I quickly saw that I was slow, and the best thing to do was to beat the crap out of people. So I just climbed up to the top and beat the crap out of people.
If I would have got that ranged weapon sooner, I would have taken you out. But the thing is, and really, his character was...
Overpowered and stupid.
Yeah, overpowered like, in defense.
Brokenly overpowered.
There was no way that you can like take him down before he takes you out.
There's a point at the midpoint of the game where they're like, hey, do you want this other character? And I was like, no, I want this guy. Like, you can change and... Are you familiar with Looking for Group?
Ish.
There's
it's a webcomic,
the,
right?
The, yeah, there's yeah. The necromancer, the undead necromancer. So you can't play him to start with, but halfway through the game, you can change your character out for that.
Oh, really?
And they're like, do you want this?
If
I was like, no! I finally figured out what I'm doing here.
That was a lot of fun.
It was fun. And they put out a role-playing game for the system, but you can't really show that off.
Yeah,
at a table real quick. So they made it into Smash Brothers to make it real quick. Kind of. Well, what did they didn't call it Smash Brothers. They called it Super
Smash Up something.
Yeah, it was a clear ripoff, and they were fine with it. They knew that it was a clear ripoff. They just wanted to do something fun.
Yeah,
and that you know that's fair. We played that. What did you demo anything, Jesse? Anything else?
Well, see, I was thinking when you were saying that, trying to think of what all I demoed. I didn't really demo a lot of games. I don't really miss that I didn't demo a lot of games, but when I went to do interviews, I asked them to give me a quick rundown of the game, not to demo it, because when you say, I want to do an interview, will you give me a demo? They tend to play a half hour worth of the game,
right.
So you know what you're doing, and yeah. I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I did demo Card Wars, which is a card game based on Adventure Time.
No,
which I'm a fan of.
It's a card game.
It's card
game.
It
has a card, and it has Adventure Time as a theme.
Yes, but it's also in Adventure Time. They play Card Wars in Adventure Time during an episode.
Okay.
And they've used the same rules and the same stuff like that, and it's a lot of fun. I wound up buying like 3 starter decks and 5 boosters of it, so I'll probably never play it again. But
but you have it.
Exactly.
Did you get to demo Cthulhu Realms?
No.
But we
did not play a traditional demo. We did play it. Yeah. Yes, at the end of it.
And I won.
Yes.
Again. Well,
Shirley and
that's
I played
the pre again because
well,
last
and,
night
Shirley
we played it and literally 5 minutes went by.
No.
I didn't get to play it for very long.
That's
no,
5 minutes?
No.
Yeah, he kicked my button like
it
five,
was
ten minutes
20.
Then.
No. Yeah.
I don't even think it was that
long.
Wow.
Quick
it was,
game.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I did not have any fun at all.
It didn't help that she was tired.
Oh.
I love Star Realms. Like, Star Realms is one of my favorite games. I just couldn't wrap my head around the concept because, you know, in Star Realms, you know, you go after certain things and you know what you need to go after. And
but
Cthulhu Realms plays the exact same way, but there's a lot more stuff going on the cards.
But do you know what to go after because you've played Star Realms a lot?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Do you know what to go after because Star Realms is a
Star Realms
more clearly defined game?
I think that the lack of text.
I think the space is easier for me to understand than monsters.
I think the lack. I think the lack of text made it harder for her to grasp quickly.
Yeah.
I think
yeah,
if we had,
there is explanations on the Star
Realms. If it
cards.
Had been the 30th time we'd played and we just saw the symbols, we wouldn't need the text. There are cards in Star Realms. I don't even read the text anymore. I just know what it does, and I just go.
Yeah.
So I get what they're going for. I'm sorry. These are both deck building games for our listeners
at
home. Star Realms was put out by Rob Doherty of White Wizard Games about 2 years ago.
2 years ago, we demoed
right
it.
It's a really, really solid, fast-paced deck building game.
Yeah.
All star, space based.
Mm-hmm.
So you have starships and you fight each other, so on and so forth. Cthulhu Realms is based on almost the exact same mechanics. There are a couple of small different changes, but instead of Star Realms where it has all the this is what the card does and it writes it all out like it would for a Magic card or something like that, this just has symbols and wants you to pick up on those symbols. And I get the concept, I really do, because the art is beautiful. It's a little cartoony, but I really like the art.
I really like
and
the art
and it's humorous
too.
Like the yellow sign
cute.
Is a
yellow
stale
is a
yellow
sign.
So, you know, I just, there's plenty about Cthulhu Realms that's good. I just think it's going to take, especially Shirley for you, who's used to reading cards,
mm-hmm.
it's going to take you a while to get that grasp.
Jesse and I are going to play it later. You're not allowed to.
That's fine. It plays 2, 3, 4 players, and it plays it, I think the 3-player went pretty
wipe
good.
Wipe us out.
They have
it's ridiculous.
Nice rules that completely change the way the game's played for multiple players.
Yeah.
And it's,
yeah.
But I like it because it's I like the theme.
Oh, yeah,
I couldn't get into Star Realms. I really couldn't.
The
game,
space.
The mechanic was fine. I'm not the biggest sci-fi person.
I love space.
It's there. I enjoy it every now and then. But
yeah. So
give me Cthulhu stuff.
Well,
and, that's
and when we played the 3-player game, I got some ridiculous combo where I was playing my entire deck every turn.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
that was a little much. But
yeah.
We also tested out Sentinels of the Multiverse. What are they doing? Was that a web-based platform or PC platform ready to come out with?
No, it's already out.
Oh, okay.
You guys played the app. You were playing the app on a tablet.
Okay.
Aiden was playing the beta for the multiplayer because they are coming out with a multiplayer, but it's in beta right now. It's available on Steam.
Oh.
So you don't have to buy it on your iPad.
Yeah.
You can get it on Steam and it'll play there.
And then you're playing with other people that are playing online.
Yeah.
Just like... WoW or something like that?
Yeah, kind of like WoW, yeah, I guess sort of.
I think that would be kind of cool. I mean, I know that the concept is like totally different. And it's not a...
My only problem with in a situation like that is I find that Sentinels is a very cooperative game, and sometimes you have to cooperate, because
mm-hmm.
if you don't, and you just, like, I just want to deal the most damage. Well, this turn you really need to not deal the most damage.
You need
to do something else.
Do something
and
else.
You're like, I don't care. Well, then we all lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Not only that, but when he showed me the app, the first thing I ask is, can it be played solo? Because playing online requires the game to continue being popular. And as much as I hate to say it, some of these things tend to fall off the wayside.
Yeah,
it's hard
fair.
To get groups for things.
Yeah, if it becomes a, we can play on our individual iPads in the same room through Bluetooth,
yeah,
that you should definitely buy it. If you don't buy it, then I'll be upset because I really think it's a good solid game.
I like it. I've liked playing it and all the expansions that we've got.
Yeah, and they had a deal
for it so far.
They had a deal at Gen Con where you save like $15 if you bought the base game and the expansion or something. You got a discount, so that was kind of
nice. Yeah.
What else? Okay, so we ran a couple of panels.
Yes.
We ran the How to Get in Podcasting on the Cheap. Those mm-hmm. were both on Friday. They were okay attendance. They had about a half dozen people in each one. Those went pretty well. We had a lot of good. We had a lot of fun there. There's always a lot of panels. I looked through the panel list this year. I don't know if you guys got a chance to. Did you?
No,
I don't tend to panel it.
Well, and that's fair. But they had a whole writer symposium. So that's not just for novels anymore. They're looking at writing for. Publication for gaming publication, so they're supporting their own business, the company or the business of board games and video game or tabletop games. They're supporting all of that, so that was really cool. And then there was a bunch of like meet and greet kind of, come hear the Q&A with Marina Sirtis, who was there this year, or what's her name, Summer Glau. Sorry.
I didn't recognize her when I walked by.
Yeah, she's...
Yeah, hair color changes everything.
She also looks different, like small. She looks tiny. Like...
I don't know what that means.
Like... Short. Little...
Not just short, but diminutive.
You know those little backpacks that you have on diminutive. The front of you for the babies that you carry them around? I feel like I could, like, stick her in there and just... She's probably not that short.
When she rides in a car, she has to legally be in a booster seat.
Yeah,
she's below...
Really?
4'8" or something.
Yeah, no. The thing is, I thought she looked exactly the same.
Yeah. So we ran those, and then we ran on Thursday night. We ran Gatsby and the Great Race again.
Right.
Yep.
We had 27 players for that. It went pretty well. Did you guys have fun with that?
I had a lot more fun with that one than last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's because we knew it.
Yeah.
You know, we're familiar with it.
Honestly, I felt like the extra dimensional space ran a lot smoother. We knew exactly what we were doing.
Yeah. I wish we would have went ahead and did what we said we were going to do.
We were going to.
But we're not going to say what we were going to do because it might be a surprise for next year.
It's true. If we run it next year or at all. we had a good location for it this year.
Yes. That was an amazing room.
It was at first I was like, it's tucked back here. Nobody's going to find it. And then I was like, oh, it's tucked back here. Nobody's going to bug us.
Yeah.
So. And I will say, well, that was in the Hyatt. Yeah, that was in the Hyatt.
Yeah, it was in the Hyatt.
The water guy was on top of his crap. Like,
he was.
Dude was not letting us go thirsty.
Yeah.
I was very impressed by him, which was funny because we went to the Westin for all of our panels and they never brought water.
There wasn't
water in the room.
There wasn't water or anything in the room except for the night we went to check everything out. I thought it was Gen Con stuff.
On Wednesday, after the trade day, we were like, oh, we should go check out where it's at in the Westin, because I'd never been in the Westin. And we go in, and we're like, oh, it's right here.
The Westin.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was in the embassy. It was the ambassador in the embassy. That was our room. So we go in there, and there's just like, it's like they had a thing there that day, and there was just food left over, and we were like,
nice.
There was cookies, and then there was like apple juice and water and stuff and
so
soda.
We might have grabbed a Diet Coke and some water and apple juice. I mean, yeah, it's already been paid for.
For Gen Con.
Yeah. So, so Thursday night went pretty well. Everything moves pretty smoothly. Friday night we ran something called New Year's 1999. That name is not good and it needs to change. But it is our own home. We wrote ourselves.
Call it Davis Stupid.
Davis Stupid. Davis Stupid. Yeah. That's actually not the worst idea. because that gives away that gives away too much.
Dave's excellent. Bill's excellent adventure.
Bill's. That's not a bad one. So it was another Call of Cthulhu multi-table event. It was really good. Everything went mostly smooth.
What do you mean mostly? I think everything was amazing.
I enjoyed what happened.
Thanks, Jesse.
We were short keeper, which that had a bit of an impact. It wasn't the worst thing. It just wasn't. It wasn't where I wanted it to be.
Right.
One of the gentlemen came to the game inebriated, which normally is okay. You can play role-playing games inebriated.
Oh, the guy with the hat.
And he wasn't, like, surly or obnoxious, but there was a lot of moving in the game, and it was clear that he had not planned for that in his imbibement and was a little frustrated but didn't take it out on anybody. So,
right.
Yeah, he was mostly a good sport, although he was clearly not happy.
I think next year within the like the little description thing,
there will be
prepare
movement.
To move.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think that one went pretty well too. We had a lot of good positive thoughts about that, and I'm very happy with it.
I learned something.
Oh yeah,
you should read the module before you try to run a game.
I tried to tell you that.
I thought I had time. I didn't know I was going to be eating with a rather talkative individual.
That's why you don't wait to the last minute. And when I say, here's the thing, read it, let me know if you have any questions.
The last minute was like 2 hours, and it was a short document. I had plenty of time to read it.
Did you get it all read?
Ish.
No. But that went well. Saturday.
My table was happy.
Yeah, my table
there
enjoyed
was
it.
Like, everybody loved it. They're like, yeah. Oh my gosh, this was one of the best. This is one of the best games that I played all weekend. And I was like, what?
Well, and keep an eye out because we will be, we're going to be revising it so that it has a lot more information in it. There's a lot of stuff that I just left out because when I run a game, I put in what I needed to know.
Yeah.
That is not how everybody runs a game. And that's why
everybody bugged you with questions all night.
And that's an honest mistake. And I learned something from that. And I'm glad I got to do that. But we're going to revise it. We're going to get it set down. We're going to get it ready. I'm going to hand it over to some people to do some editing, some revising all after that to make it smoothly flow. And then we're going to throw that up on Kickstarter, hopefully, in the next year or so. Hopefully. It's a big hopefully. There's some licensing issues I need to look into. But other than that, it should be great and moving forward. We didn't do anything else Saturday or Sunday. That was it.
Like, I did something
for the big stuff. What?
I went to the cosplay thing.
Oh yeah, how was the cosplay?
Was
it was interesting. It was.
I thought you went
contest.
Last year.
Content.
What did you go to last year?
Last year I tried to, and the line was really long, and I didn't know press got in early.
Oh.
Or got
okay.
better seating, which I found out this year, so I actually got to watch it. I still wasted like 2 hours waiting in line that I didn't have to. So next year I won't wait in line. Of course, everybody listening to this now knows press gets in early, and I kind of.
Screw yourself.
Yeah. Even if 30 press show up, you'll still be fine.
15 seats.
Yeah, you'll still be fine. Just show up on time. Yeah. On time.
Yeah, yeah. That's a ticket. But no, it was interesting. The camera ran out of battery juice halfway through.
Oh.
Yeah, I was taking pictures in both JPEG and RAW format, and I really don't even take RAW photos. I'm not a professional photographer. There's no reason for RAW photos.
Yeah.
Even JPEGs can be edited. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. But RAW does it better.
Oh, my God. But you're... Oh, my
God. So what's the... Never mind. I'll talk to you after. Oh
yeah,
my God.
We need to talk about the camera.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got things.
Anything else from Gen Con this year?
Traffic was bad. Parking.
Traffic
was
bad.
For the first 2 days.
Okay.
They had that One Direction Justin Bieber thing.
It was just One Direction.
Justin Bieber's not a part of One Direction?
No.
No. Wow.
In all fairness, does Jesse look like the boy band?
No.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's very plausible, though, you know? It's Justin Bieber.
It took me years to find out
NSYNC
and Backstreet Boys didn't just change their name.
No, it's two different.
Oh, Jesse.
They're coming out with a movie, though.
They are. Did you know that?
Which one?
Both of them are together doing a zombie movie.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So
probably, but it's exciting.
But yeah, there was a One Direction thing and something else. Was it a sports ball
game?
Or?
There was a game that
night,
too.
There was a Indians game, which Indians don't pull the biggest crowd.
Was an Indians game?
Yeah.
But still.
Okay, yeah, that was nothing.
But still, it kills parking.
It does.
It really kills parking.
Yeah.
Friday was terrible for parking.
Yeah. It was a little different for us this year.
Yeah, it was. What else was that about it? I mean, we did stuff all day Saturday. We walked around all day Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
I want to say that Aiden and I demoed a couple of games. We demoed Dreadball.
Right.
I'm sorry. We demoed Dreadball Extreme. There's regular Dreadball. You like Blood Bowl, Jesse.
Yes.
This is Blood Bowl.
Ish.
With easier rules. And better rules.
Okay.
So you don't have undead who can't pick up the ball.
Good, good.
And the whole team, you want to buy a team, you want to buy into this game, right? 30 bucks, you're done.
That's not bad. That's
it.
Can you customize the team?
No. You have beaters and you have runners and utility. And not every team has a utility.
It's starting to sound like Quidditch.
A little bit. Yeah. It's kind of like Fantasy Sports League.
I was like, beaters and what and what?
But it's an interesting game. There are scoring zones, and Extreme has exploding pylons. That was kind of cool. So the base game comes with two teams, and you get the board and all the rules and that, and that's $60. And then each individual team is $30, and they have everything. And by everything, I mean everything, like Mars Attacks, you can play them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's a little bit of everything in that. And then we also played something else from the guys from Cool Mini or Not. There's another sports ball game that I can't think
you
of the
didn't
name.
Show me
Chaos
that one.
Ball. I did. We walked past.
Oh, is that the Chaos
it,
Ball?
But it's a four-player game, and you're all playing against each other, and I didn't care for that one. It's less dice rolling, more card playing.
Oh.
And it was, we went through a whole quarter. Nobody scored. In fact, the ball barely moved. It just doesn't look like there's a lot of chance to score. At least in Dreadball, it felt like, oh, I could score this round, or I could do things. Like, this one did not feel.
Now it's starting to sound like Blood Bowl.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Never play Mummies in Blood Bowl.
Yeah. So we demoed a couple of those games. Aiden finally got to play Zombicide. He was really, really, really excited about that. Really excited about that.
He wanted you to buy that.
Don't you guys have that?
Zombicide?
No.
Yeah.
That's that really expensive
one. It's a $100 game. It comes with a ton of minis. It does. And I don't think it's overpriced. It's just more than I would like to spend on a game. I mean, I've only bought $100 game, and we don't play that enough.
Yeah.
And it's huge. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you were doing, but he and I did Smash Up. I really like that.
I was doing an interview.
I'm hoping we own that sometime.
Yeah, Smash Up.
You haven't played Smash Up before?
She has.
No, I demoed it the year before.
Oh, it's a fun game.
So we went and we played that. And then we played another.
No, hold on. Which Smash Up did you play?
Yeah, there's a lot of them now.
It was a Smash Up of the Smash Ups.
No, you played something specific, like Smash Up Munchkin or something.
Did you play?
Smash Up Munchkin.
I'm not a big Munchkin fan, but
That's because.
But it was Smash Up with like the either base set or something.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So
you could still be like zombies or.
Yeah.
They have like the cute and fluffy now or something like that expansion and
over 9,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the mandatory Cthulhu expansion.
Yeah, that's one I need to buy.
Yeah, I saw the Cthulhu one. I wanted to get that one.
You guys demoed that, and you demoed something else.
I wish I remember what it was called. I had the card in my hand.
Who made it?
It's a new adventure something, adventure vault, adventure game, adventure something or other. It's adventuresomething.com. No. No, it's not Adventure Time. But basically, it's a cooperative game where you have characters that you play, and it's on a circular board where you have to get to certain sections of the board, either together or separately, and then in the middle is the boss monster that you have to defeat to win the game.
I never seen that one.
It was in the 2200 or something like that. It was right. It was actually like there were Z-Man games, and then right across from Z-Man games, going toward the back of the convention center, it was in that aisle.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So
it was down towards the far end.
Yeah. It was like 2200 or 2200 or something like that.
Right on.
But it was a lot of fun, and the art is really pretty. They're up on Kickstarter or getting ready to be on Kickstarter, so it hasn't been published yet.
Okay.
So.
Well, cool. All right, so for first-time Gen Con attendees, what can we tell them? If you haven't been to Gen Con is usually in August. This year it was a little earlier in July, end of July.
The end of July. But it was the first weekend of August, though, right? Because it was first Saturday for Ingress.
Yeah. It's in Indianapolis, Indiana right now through 2020. We've got a couple more years at least.
Yeah, they're not in talks of moving anymore since political things have settled.
That's not what the two surveys I filled out said.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, oops.
Yeah. So, first-time attendees, anything they should do, anything they should see, anything they should have ready?
Man. So, water, snacks.
Good shoes.
Oh, my gosh. Good shoes.
Yes. Absolutely bring a water bottle because the pop there is atrociously high.
Grab usually at registration or somewhere, there is a first-time Gen Con attendees little pamphlet that kind of runs you through what to look for, you know, stuff to do, and a map.
Okay.
I would, no matter how much you want to come in costume, do not come in costume on your first time there.
Okay.
Because you can't buy things, can't experience things. Honestly, if you're going to go in costume, expect that to be the con, because people will stop you to take your pictures.
Okay.
That it will be the experience if you do it.
I think be prepared for a lot, because you're going to have a lot to do. There's a lot going on at Gen Con, and, you know, it is 4 days of gaming, and you can fill up all 4 days doing a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, you'll never be able to do everything.
Absolutely. So, all right. I think that'll do us. Do you guys have anything, any last thoughts, any last nothing? Nope.
Yay, see you next year.
Don't forget to check out our new podcast that should be out on September 2nd, which should be right after this goes up.
We have a new podcast
called There Are Four Lights.
Oh, yeah. You guys are still doing it?
All about Star Trek.
Yeah.
And Star Trek things. Star Trek. Episode 0 should go up on the 2nd. And then starting on the 9th, every Wednesday, we will have a new episode up starting with the original series of Star Trek. And that's going pretty well. We're having a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that'll do us tonight. And we will talk to you guys real soon.